The Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance looked at how the payroll tax that would fund the health care plan would keep up with projected health care costs. It used revenue department numbers that estimate wages will go up by 4.5% on average. It also projected that health care costs would go up by 6.5% each year. That's the number cited in another study of the proposal that was paid for by AARP, one of its chief advocates. Under that scenario, Taxpayers Alliance Director Todd Barry says the universal health care plan would run a $4.5 billion deficit a decade from now.
It's not much of a leap to say, well, if costs are growing 2 to 4 points faster than what you're taxing, you're going to have a problem.
Barry says that if health care costs grow faster, as they have been in the existing state employees plan, the deficit could run as much as $9 billion. That might mean further tax increases down the road. A board of 16 people appointed by the governor would be in charge of the plan, which Barry says should give residents pause.
Now is the time to be having those discussions rather than down the road when we suddenly find we have a shortfall and suddenly this unelected board is having to struggle with what to do. And then, of course, we'll have, 3.8 million people in the plan, and the plan will be short of money, and it will be sort of messy.
Democrats included the health care plan in the version of the state budget they passed last week. It might be a short-lived proposal. The Republican Assembly Speaker has said it won't fly with his members. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.